And good evening from a scorching Dozer Park here in Peoria, Illinois. Peoria Chiefs get set to take on the Clinton Lumber Kings, the first of a three-game series. The Chiefs coming 3 games behind the Lumber Kings in the Western Division wildcard chase. Wisconsin, again, back of Clinton. Sandwiched in between the two, but for tonight, it is the Lumber Kings and the Chiefs. 64-69 overall, Clinton 31-33 in the second half. Brock Abarrell lead it off for the Lumber Kings, seeing 282 on the year, one homer, 14 runs driven in. For the Chiefs tonight, Brad Watson 3-5 with a 3.86 ERA. This will be his 11th start. 58 and a third innings, he's allowed 65 hits, 29 runs, 25 of them earned. He's walked 15 and struck out 50. Watson, the windup, first pitch on the way. On the outside corner, called strike one. Mentioned a scorching day, 94 degrees, a little bit of clouds in the outfield. Next pitch is low. Downstairs, 1-1 to Aber. 12th round draft pick of the Seattle Mariners in the 2012 draft. Watson, the windup and delivery. This is a ground ball to third baseman Vargas. He's up and throwing, and that is out number one. Let's set the rest of the Chiefs defensively in the outfield, left to right. Jordan Walton, C.J. McElroy Jr., and Nick Martini. Omaro Vargas at third. Juan Herrera, Bruce Caldwell, Jeremy Schaefer, short, second, and first, respectively. And Gerwins Velasco, the catcher, tonight. So with one away here in the first, that'll bring up Marcus Littlewood, the catcher, hitting 233 on the air, three homers, 17 runs driven in. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right hander, throwing Watson. Swung and a miss, strike one. The Lumber Kings tonight wearing their green batting practice tops, the gray road trousers. Chiefs also in the BP jerseys, a red with a blue lettering and numerals. Littlewood swung and a miss, the off-speed pitch there. 0-2. Both teams struggling, both bringing six-game losing streaks into this contest. As Littlewood lines this one to the left fielder Walton, will take two steps to his left and make the grab for out number two. Nobody wants to win this Western Division wild card except maybe the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They were five back and have closed the gap to just a single game now. As Clinton has been on a serious skid, just like the Chiefs. The Chiefs' problems have been offensively, just unable to score runs. Lumber Kings have just sort of been a little bit of everything. Offensively been one night, and that's downstairs from Watson. Dario Pisano, the designated hitter, hitting 308 on the air. This is a liner. This will be the first hit of the evening. It'll into right field. Nick Martini will play it on a hop, and Pisano is aboard with two outs here in the first. Lumber Kings pitching is really a struggle of late. They've led the four-game sweep happily. 21 runs in the four games. That's including a 2-0 loss last night. Chiefs just not able to score runs, getting swept at Cedar Rapids. This is a ground ball, foul ball, just past the diving Vargas. Janelle Freezer at the plate, he has the one strike against him. Hitting 256 on the air, six homers, 33 runs driven in. Bizzano does have 8 stolen bases. Don't know if we'll see him off and running here. Watson from the stretch. He'll come home the 0-1. Off speed, misses low and away. One ball and a strike. Watson with a fastball, curveball, and a changeup. 37th round draft pick in 2011. An Urbandale, Iowa native, taking out a Wartburg Division 3 is called strike 2. DeZoria, fastball. Just on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes, two outs, top of the first inning. Lumber Kings and the Chiefs. Watson delivers the 1-2. Foul topped back to the Lumber King dugout. Count remaining, one ball, two strikes. Chiefs will go over the 200,000 mark in attendance. They're about 900 shy coming into the night. Here's the 1-2 on the outside fastball. Tried to get Zuria to chase. Wasn't going. First time in three seasons the Chiefs will be over 200,000. Certainly the weather has had a lot to do with that this year, as well as the new affiliation with the Cardinals. The 2-2. This is a chopper to the shortstop, Herrera. Herrera will take the easy way to second base to end the inning. So for the Lumber Kings, no runs, one hit. No errors. They leave a runner. We are through. Half an inning of play and no score here at Dozer Park. And welcome back to Dozer Park. The Peoria Chiefs coming to bat here for the first time this evening. Dan Billardello with the 66-65 Chiefs, 28-36 in the second half, fills out his lineup card like this. C.J. McElroy Jr., the center fielder, leading off. Right fielder Nick Martini batting second. The second baseman Bruce Caldwell batting third. Jeremy Schaefer at first in the cleanup spot tonight. Batting fifth, Jordan Walton, the left fielder. Trevor Martin, the DH, bats sixth. Shortstop Juan Herrera bats seventh. The switch hitter, third baseman Ildemaro Vargas, bats eighth. And Gerwin Velasco batting ninth. Chiefs will take on Victor Sanchez. Sanchez, 6-6. With a 2.68 ERA. 19 starts. This will be his 20th. 107 and a third innings. 93 hits. 39 runs. 32 of them earned. He has walked 18 and struck out 74. It'll be C.J. McElroy to lead it off. C.J. hitting 237 earlier. No homers. 22 runs driven in. McElroy steps in. Sanchez, first pitch in the way. McElroy squares the bunt to pull back when it's inside. Sanchez, a stocky 6'1", 240-pound Venezuelan native, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2011. McElroy puts this through the hole between third and short into left field. The Chiefs have a leadoff runner here in the first inning. Have to go back 11 games for the last time the Chiefs scored a run in the first. Their offense has really struggled. They've broken up quite a few shutouts in the later innings during the skid. One of their last nine. As Nick Martini steps in. McElroy, six stolen bases. Martini hitting 237 on the year, one homer, 30 runs driven in. Pitch from Sanchez. Fastball high and outside, ball one. Sanchez, a tough luck loser his last time out on August 23rd against Wisconsin. Allowed just one run in six innings. It was a six consecutive quality start, but he allowed three hits, three walks, and struck out five in the loss. Martini looked at a ball on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Sanchez from the stretch, working from the middle of the rubber, comes home. McElroy on the run. Martini fouls that back to the screen. So they put the runner in motion. Martini got a piece of it, but put it back to the screen. Count now, one ball and two strikes. Sanchez has faced the Chiefs twice this year from the stretch. Long pause now. Finally, plate umpire Nate Tomlinson calls time, requested by Martini. Your Gold Fine and Bowls Law Office's umpires tonight, Nate Tomlinson behind the plate, Clint Vondrak on the bases. Pitches outside, 2-2. No decision for Sanchez on May 18th. He gave up three runs and eight hits in five and a third innings. And at home earlier this month, on August 12th, one run, on 3 hits and 7 innings, getting the win. Martini puts this in the center. It hangs up long enough for the center fielder Zuriga to come over and make the grab for out number one. So one out here in the first. We'll set the rest of the Clinton defense. Alfredo Morales in left field. Zuriga in center. Gabby Guerrero, the right fielder, from third to first. Martin Figueroa, Brock Hebert, Luis Caballero, Taylor Ard. Now Marcus Littlewood behind the plate as Bruce Caldwell steps in. Caldwell hitting 197, one homer, 5 runs driven in. Came up early this month, McElroy on the run. Littlewood's throw is offline. McElroy getting into his 7th stolen base of the year. Caldwell not swing, took a strike. But now the runner in scoring position for the Chiefs. Caldwell addition earlier this month, coming up from State College. Sanchez on the outside corner, called strike two. So Caldwell 0-2. C.J. McElroy Jr. at second. No score, one away, bottom of the first inning. Sanchez comes home with the 0-2. That's in the dirt. Nice stop by Littlewood to keep it from getting through. Chiefs struggled with runners in scoring position, doing just 2 for 40 in 4-game series to Cedar Rapids. It wasn't that much better before they went on the road during the 1-6 homestand. Before that, Jeremy Schaefer on deck. It's on the outside, 2-2. Mentioned both teams really struggling of late, both riding 6-game losing streaks. One of them will have to snap tonight. Sanchez delivers now the 2-2. Well hit into right field. Guerrero giving chase back. He has room at the warning track. He looks up and makes a catch in front of the wall. McElroy will tag and go to third. So Caldwell gave it a shot, but that ball hung up just a little bit too much. Guerrero had room, made the catch at the wall, but now the runner at third. For Jeremy Schaefer with 2 away. Talk about struggling. Schaefer's hitting just 217 now in the year. 11 homers, 31 runs driven in. Chiefs lineup is sort of devastated this month with the promotions of first Jacob Wilson on July 30th. First pitch to Schaefer on the outside corner called strike one. Patrick Wisdom a few days later. And then last week, Charlie Tilson moving up to High A Palm Beach. Unlike when the pitchers were promoted, the Chiefs not able to weather the promotion of the position players as Sanchez misses outside. Chiefs almost really pitching better in the second half than they were in the first, and that's with Kurt Heyer, Joe Kuda. Out of the starting rotation promoted, Zach Petrick and Corey Baker in the bullpen moving up. The 1-1 now, Schaefer fouls that. 1 ball and 2 strikes. First of a 3-game series, Thirsty Thursday tomorrow night, and then the final home game of the year. On Friday with Fan Appreciation Night, flat screen Friday as Schaefer fouls that back out of play. Count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. Also a flat screen Friday. For the final home game. 1-2 now from Sanchez to Schaefer. Pulled hard foul into the bullpen. Down the third baseline, the Clinton relievers scattered. Count remain 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez from the stretch. The third 1-2 pitch on the way. That's high and away. Fastball misses upstairs. Count 2-2. Sanchez from the stretch looks at McElroy. The 2-2 now. Fastball swung and a miss. Strike three. First strike out of the game for Sanchez, and the Chiefs are done in the first. No runs. The leadoff hit. They'll leave a runner. We're through a four inning play. It is no score here at Dozer Park. And welcome back to Dozer Park. Kevin Cape here as we move into the second inning. Taylor Hard, Gabby Guerrero, and Alfredo Morales do up for the Lumber Kings to face Brad Watson here in the second. Hard, the first baseman, steps in, hitting 239. The first pitch well hit into left field. Walton giving chase, but that ball will be gone. A home run for Taylor Hard. It's a 1-0 Lumber Kings lead. So the first pitch Hard sees from Watson is a fastball belt high, and no doubt about that one. That is Hard's 8th home run of the year. And it's 1-0 Clinton. So that'll bring up Gabby Guerrero. Guerrero hitting 268 on the year, one homer, 43 runs driven. Watson all wind up. That's a fastball across the plate, called strike one. Tap that foul. Strike two. 0-2 and out of the Lumber King right fielder. It's the 5th home run of the year given up by Watson. The 0-2 now. Looked like a slider there. Had some velocity behind it and a little bit of break. Misses a long way. 1-2. Tried to get Guerrero to chase. Guerrero, the nephew of Vladimir Guerrero, the former Montreal Expo and California Angel, inside 2-2. The wind-up now, curveball swung on a strike three. First strike out of the game for Watson, and that's one away here in the second. Bring up Alfredo Morales. Morales hitting 276, no homers, 6 runs driven in. Joined the Clinton roster on July 24th, coming down from High A High Desert in the California League. Foul the first pitch back. Watson delivers, swung on a miss, strike two. 1-0 Clinton lead on the home run by Taylor Ard to lead off this inning. One out, top of the second. Watson delivers a chopper to Schaefer. Schaefer will call off Watson and take it himself for out number two. So two away, and that'll bring up Martin Peguero, the third baseman. At 247 on the year. No homers, 24 runs driven in. First pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. Martin Peguero, a non-drafted free agent. Signed in December 2010 out of Boni of the Dominican Republic, a noted hotbed. Pitch in the dirt, one ball, one strike. The 1-1 now, curveball. This is outside, but Peguero chases. The 1-2 now on the way. Swung and a miss, strike three. So Watson picks up Just for two strikeouts tonight, but not before the home run by Taylor Hart gives the Lumber Kings a 1-0 lead. The one run on the one hit. No errors, nobody left. We're through 1.5. It is 3-1. The Chiefs have no score. We head to the bottom of the second inning here at Dozier Park. The Chiefs trail the Clinton Lumber Kings 1-0 after Taylor Hart's solo home run in the second. Jordan Walton, Trevor Martin, and Juan Herrera do up here for the Chiefs in the third. Jordan Walton steps in, hitting .270 on the air, 3 homers, 47 runs driven in. The left-hander gets set for the first pitch from Victor Sanchez. It's a fastball into right field. Guerrero will let it bounce in front of him. And Walton's aboard with a leadoff single. Second leadoff single of the game for the Chiefs. See if they can do a little bit better than they did in the first, and C.J. McElroy died at third after stealing second, and then moving to third on a flyout, which was out number two, a deep fly ball by Bruce Caldwell to Guerrero. So it'll bring up Trevor Martin. Martin hitting .381 on the year. One homer, 13 runs driven in. Sanchez from the stretch misses with an off-speed pitch outside. 1-0. Walton gets the lead, a little walking lead. Curveball upstairs, not giving Martin anything hit as far as speed. A couple of off-speed pitches missed outside the zone. It's 2-0. Sanchez from the stretch comes home. There's a fastball high in the air to center field. That'll be Zoria who will make a running catch coming in on it. And that is out number one. So that'll bring up Juan Herrera. Herrera hitting .262. No homers. 3 runs driven in. Victor Sanchez ranked 10th by Baseball America on the Mariners prospect list. Outside, 1-0. Did not begin the year with the Lumber Kings. Came up in April. What he did was the second youngest pitcher in the Midwest League. Born January 30th, 1995. Herrera fouls the 1-0 pitch out of play. Count now, ball and a strike. Just 18 years old, Victor Sanchez. Herrera steps into facing. There's fastball inside corner. Herrera put the arms up. That goes inside. Caught the plate, according to umpire Nate Tomlinson, calling the balls and strikes tonight. 1-2 now, one away here, bottom of the second. Jordan Walton at first, a leadoff single. Sanchez comes home. Herrera fouls out of play. So a defensive swing there by Herrera. It's going to be close. Might have been outside the zone. Got to protect the plate. Herrera did just that. Fouls it out of play. Herrera acquired by the Cardinals as part of the Mark Rupchinski trade at the end of July. Went to State College, played 4 games there before joining the Chiefs. This is a chopper, slow roller to the third baseman, Peguero. Peguero to second for one. The relay, double play, and the inning is over. So for the Chiefs, no runs, one hit, no errors. They'll leave them in. We are through. 2-0. Thank you. third inning here at Dozer Park. And we lose Caballero leading off for the Lumber Kings, and the lineup turns back over for Brock Hebert and Marcus Littlewood. Caballero hitting .444, no homers, two runs driven in. A recent addition to the Clinton roster is he'll foul the first pitch from Brad Watson off. He came up from the Arizona Rookie League Mariners on August 23rd. 0-1, he'll look at a called strike on the inside corner. And actually, Caballero is a tie to a former Chief. Mariners picked him up as part of the player to be named later, as he'll look at a called strike three. Third strike out of the game for Watson. For former Chief Jack Wilson back in October of 2011. Wilson played here in 1999. Announced his retirement after last season. Played a number of years with the Pirates and Mariners and finished his career with the Braves. First pitch now to Brock Hebert, called strike. Four pitches, four strikes here to start the third for Brad Watson. Hebert grounded a third his first time up. This ball is laced down the line and right, but foul. Went the other way, but foul by, I don't know, about a foot or so, right in front of the Peoria bullpen. Count, no balls, two strikes. Hebert taking his time getting back to the plate. I'll take a couple of practice cuts before stepping back in as to adjust the batting gloves. Now he's ready to hit, it looks like, stepping back in against Brad Watson. Watson gave up a solo home run to Taylor Hard in the second. This is a little soft flare into right, broken bat base hit. So a one-out base runner for the Lumber Kings here in the third. That'll bring up Marcus Littlewood, the catcher. He lined to left field his first time out. Littlewood, a second-round selection in the 2010 draft by the Mariners on the outside corner, called strike. It was the earliest position player taken in MLB draft history from the state of Utah. Drafted out of there from Pine View High School in 2010. Talked about Sanchez's age, Littlewood. 21 years of age. Mariners have taken their time moving him through the system as a pickoff throw. And Hebert dives back. Drafted as a shortstop, converted to a catcher. He played 27 games in 2011. Swung and a miss, strike three. So a little wood down on strike. Second strike out of the inning. Fourth of the game for Chief starter Brad Watson. So that'll bring up Dario Pisano. Pisano singled his first time up, continuing to torment the Chiefs. He's hit .349 against the Chiefs this year. Midwest League All-Star, starter this year. First pitch from Watson, low. First pitch, not in the zone here in the third inning. 1-0 Lumber Kings, two outs, top of the third. Brock Hebert at first, Dario Pisano at the plate. Watson comes home, this ball in the air to right field. That'll be Martin. Tini giving back, it is gone. A one-hopper underneath the scoreboard. It is a 3-0 lead. Only two-run home run by Dario Pisano. So that's Watson's sixth homer allowed this year. And now the Chiefs find themselves in a 3-run hole here in the third inning. Jenelfre Azuria steps in. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. It's Pisano's 8th homer of the season. Pitch swung on a miss. Strike one by Azuria. The 0-1 outside. Plate umpire Nate Tomlinson says he went around strike two. So the Chiefs offense struggling. That 3 runs will likely be enough. You hope not, but Chiefs offense has struggled. This is a ground ball to Herrera. Herrera, the shortstop, up and throwing. And the inning is over, but not before. 2 more runs on 2 more hits. No errors, nobody left. We're through 2.5. It is Clinton 3, the Chiefs, no score. And welcome back to Dozier Park. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Chiefs trail 3-0. If they're to come back in this one, they're going to have to do something. They haven't really done a lot of this month. They score 3 runs in a game. That's just a tie. They'll need 4 to win. And we'll have to keep the Lumber Kings off the board. It'll be Leonardo Vargas leading it off. Kerwin Velasco and C.J. McElroy Jr. also do out the first pitch on the way to Vargas. Inside, ball one. Vargas hitting .243 on the year. 1 homer, 38 runs driven in. Vargas, a big grip, fouls that off. 0-1. Vargas will line this a one hopper over the glove. Knocked down actually by the second baseman Caballero. Let's see how that score. That'll be an error on the second baseman. Sort of an in-between hop. Caballero couldn't quite decide how he wanted to play it, whether he was going to charge it or play it on the hop. And end up in between hop, he knocked it down. But anyway, Vargas aboard with an error. So 3 times the Chiefs have had their leadoff runner aboard. That'll bring up catcher Kerwin Velasco. Velasco hitting 190 on the air, 1 homer, 9 runs driven in. Sanchez from the stretch. This ball lined into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. The Chiefs in business here with the first 2 runners aboard. Velasco with a hit. Vargas moves up to second. So that'll turn the lineup around for C.J. McElroy Jr. C.J. singled his first time up, stole second, but died at third in the first inning. After a pair of flyouts, including a deep one by Bruce Caldwell, they moved him to third base. Have to see what they're going to do here. Defense. In at third is Peguero, and first baseman Ard playing behind the runner at first base. McElroy shows bunt, pulls back when it's low in the dirt, ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Now Ard will come in even with the grass, but off way off the line at first. McElroy is swinging away that time. He'll foul it off the end of his bat. Slow roller down to hitting coach Eric Pappas, coaching in the first base coach's box tonight. You have to think Sanchez is a big boy, a big fella in the seat. Fastball on the inside, McElroy squared. Pulled back, but not in time. Mentioned Sanchez goes either 6 feet or 6'1", and then either 255 or 240, depending upon what you're looking at. It's a fastball called strike 3 right down the chute. That's the second strikeout for Sanchez. The official Major League Baseball Advanced Media Stats list Sanchez with 6 feet, 255. The Lumber King roster listing is 61200. And then you look at his bio page in the game notes, he goes a 61240, also produced by the Lumber Kings. It's a called strike in the outside corner to Nick Martini. The right fielder flew out the left his first time out. Runners at first and second here in the bottom of the third. Chiefs trail 3-0. Pitch to Martini, the ball fouled. Out of play. Partly cloudy skies earlier tonight and sort of little ominous clouds passing over downtown Peoria, not over the ballpark. Blue sky right over our heads in the distance, and you can see some clouds over downtown Peoria. The 0-2 now to Martinez is a ground ball. That'll get through. Let's see, Blairdell is going to leave Vargas around. Here comes the throw to the plate. Littlewood applies the tag and said he missed it. Vargas said missed the plate, according to plate umpire Nate Tomlinson. He can't believe it. Bruce Caldwell there could not believe it either. So that'll be a single for Nick Martini. And a 7-2 putout on the nice throw by the left fielder, Alfredo Morales. So Blairdell being aggressive, the Chiefs manager waving Vargas around, and so instead of bases loaded, one out, they have first and second with two away. For Bruce Caldwell, the second baseman, he flew out to right a deep fly out that drove Gabby Guerrero right in front of the track. He'll go the other way this time to left. Can of corn for Morales, and he will put it away. So for the Chiefs, no runs, one hit, two hits, one error. They'll leave a pair. We're through, three full. It is Clinton 3. The Chiefs, no score. So we head to the fourth inning. Clinton with a 3-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs. Lumber Kings, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Solo home run by Taylor Ard and a 2-run shot by Dario Bazzano over the 3-0 lead. First pitch from Brad Watson to Ard. Blown away, ball one. Chiefs, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They've left 3 on and already had Ildemar Vargas thrown out at the plate in the third. This is a ground ball. This will be the third baseman, Vargas. He cuts across in front of shortstop, throws across, and Ard is retired. Route number one. Let's check the Budweiser Midwest League scoreboard for you here in the fourth inning. Lansing 8-1 leading on the road at Lake County. That game in the top of the fifth inning. South Bend at home leading Bowling Green 1-0. Bowling Green a game and a half in front of the East. The first pitch to Gabby Guerrero misses outside 1-0. This is a ground ball to the shortstop Herrera. Herrera backhand from the outfield grass. Long throw. Guerrero is retired for out number two. Cedar Rapids and Kane County, no score that game in the third inning. No score also in Beloit, where the Snappers are hosting the Bees. And no score in the other game you're paying attention to, Wisconsin and Quad Cities. That game in the bottom of the first. Wisconsin the game behind the Lumber Kings and 2 in front of the Chiefs and the Wild Card Jays. First pitch from Watson to Alfredo Morales. Misses outside, ball one. And game one of the doubleheader in West Michigan is over. The Whitecaps win that 5-2 as Morales hits this ball deep into right field, and that ball will be gone. Another home run. It's now a 4-0 Lumber King game. So when it rains, it pours. Chief starter Brad Watson came in allowing just 4 home runs on the year. He's already given up 3 tonight. Game 2 in West Michigan about set to get underway. Let's look at your Budweiser Midwest League scoreboard. As Martin Peguero steps in, fastball upstairs, 1-0. Watson delivers a ground ball this time. Shortstop Herrera up and throwing a low throw, scooped out nicely by Schaefer. And the side is retired, but not before the Lumber Kings get another run. On one hit, the home run by Alfredo Morales. We are through 3.5 innings. It is the Lumber Kings 4, the Chiefs 0. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeremy Schaefer leading off for the Chiefs here at Dozier Park. And Clinton with a 4-0 lead already here. With 3 home runs off Brad Watson. Sort of the tale of two teams as you look at it. Clinton getting 4 runs without having a runner in scoring position yet tonight, the Chiefs. 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Schaefer hits this ball up in the air in the left, giving chase to the left fielder, and that ball is caught at the wall. It's dropped, actually. There's a collision at the wall between Morales and Zaria, and Schaefer is aboard with a double. And Morales is shaken up out there. They collided right in front of the auto owner's insurance sign. Both making a leaping catch, trying to take it away. Heading back to their position. Schaefer's aboard at second, the fourth time. Chiefs have had a leadoff runner aboard. That'll bring up Jordan Walton. Walton singled to right his first time up. See if the Chiefs can get on the board this time. Starting with a runner in scoring position. They're 1-for-5 with a runner in second and third so far tonight. Sanchez from the stretch delivers to Walton. This is a one-hopper slow roller. Now to the caballero of the second baseman. He'll slide and make the play and retire Walton, but Schaefer moves up 90 feet to third base. So a productive out for the Chiefs. That'll bring up Trevor Martin. Martin flew out the center his first time. Jeremy Schaefer at third, a leadoff double here in the fourth, and then moving the third on the ground, ground up by Jordan Walton. First pitch to Martin, inside, 1-0. Sanchez from the stretch looks at Schaefer. Schaefer gets the lead. It's inside, 2-0. So Martin sitting in a hitter's count now. Good sign for somebody hitting 381 coming into tonight on the year. Juan Herrera on deck. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Martin will foul that out. Two balls and a strike to the Chiefs' designated hitter. Sanchez, a 9-inning no-hitter on July 17th. So on the outside corner, called strike 2, just the 7th 9-inning no-hitter in 77 years of Clinton history. No-hit to Lansing Lignuts in that one. 2-2, this ball will get through, and the Chiefs are on the board. An RBI single from Trevor Martin. So Schaefer crosses the plate, and it's now a 4-1 ballgame. So Martin picks up RBI, number 14 on the season. That'll bring up Juan Herrera, 1-0. Grounded into a double play his last time out. This is a ground ball down inside the third base side. This could be extra bases. Martin rounding second on his way to third. Herrera will pull in at second with a double. Second double lead. Second and third now for the Chiefs with one away. So a slow roller just inside the bag. Past the diving Aguero. And so now, yeah, Martin at third. Herrera at second, Vladimiro Vargas. Vargas reached on an error his first time up. just looking for a multi-run inning. Something with a few and far between. First pitch on the way from Sanchez. Vargas takes that. Called strike one. Vargas with 38 RBIs. Sanchez from the stretch looks at Herrera in second. Knock comes home. Vargas, this ball will hang up and get down for a base hit. Had to hold up to see if it would get down, but Martin Wolf across the plate is ready to fake the throw. And it's another run here for the Chiefs. It's now a 4-2 ball game. So an RBI number 39 on here for Vargas. Two Clinton. The Chiefs now have runners at the corners of the 1-0. That'll bring up Erwin Velasco. Pitching coach Andrew Lorraine will head out to have a chat with Victor Sanchez. He mentioned it is a very warm night. 94 degrees at first pitch. High cloud, not dropping any rain, but certainly looks like it could if it wanted to. Here over Dozier Park, so Sanchez might be laboring just a bit. He has thrown 47 pitches so far. Actually, corrected 49 pitches, 37 of them for strikes. As Velasco steps in, he singled his first time out. That's the first crooked number the Chiefs have seen on the scoreboard in a while. Sanchez comes set, now comes home. On the outside corner, called strike one. Chiefs lost 4-2 last night in Cedar Rapids. 2-1 run innings, swung on a miss by Velasco, strike two. For that, you got to go back to August 22nd against Burlington. In the dirt, Littlewood does a nice job blocking that. Velasco lays off. One ball, two strikes, one out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Chiefs lost 5-3-13, single runs there. 2-1 win over Burlington. Single runs there. Last have to go back to the second inning on August 20th. The last time the Chiefs scored two runs in an inning. Chiefs lost that game 8-3. It's 4-2 here. Clinton, Chiefs threatening. It's called strike three on the inside corner. Velasco thought it was ball four. Plate umpire Nate Tomlinson rings him up. It's the third strikeout of the game for Sanchez. Lineup turned over for C.J. McElroy Jr. with two outs now, runners at the corners. C.J. 1-for-2, singled and struck out. This is a chopper over the glove. That'll make it a 4-3 ball game. Vargas has to stop at second into left with the ball went into left field. So it's now 4-3, Chiefs. So Dan Gilardello talked about, you know, all of a sudden find an offense at once. And certainly the case here so far in the fourth inning with a 3-run fourth. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Nick Martini steps in. Martini 1-for-2. With two away. Vargas at second. McElroy at first. Victor Sanchez in a little bit of trouble here. We'll take a called strike one, Martini. Left-handed hitter facing right-handed throwing Sanchez. The darkest clouds now look like they've passed the ballpark, fortunately. Sanchez from the stretch looks at Vargas at second, now comes home. That ball foul to the screen, 0-2. Sanchez the stretch, the 0-2 pitch now. Inside, Martinez slides out of that one. One ball and two strikes. There's the pitch. This ball will get into left field. Glorneau will wave in the round. Good throw, another throw at the plate. He is out. Another outfield assist for Morales. Another time Vargas is thrown out at the plate. So Martini with a single. The Chiefs get three runs. On five hits, they lead two. We are three. Four full innings. It is the Chiefs four. The Lumberkins four. The Chiefs. Now we head to the fifth inning with a semi-brand new ball game. Linton now leads the Chiefs 4-3 after the Chiefs pick up a 3 spot there. In the fourth, it's the second baseman Caballero right back through the middle off of Watson's glove. Caldwell has to hurry. Caldwell is breaking towards second base in order to make the play. That'll be an infield hit for Caballero. Sixth hit of the game. For the Lumber Kings. Actually, the fifth hit of the game for the Lumber Kings. As Brock Hebert steps in with the leadoff base runner aboard. Hebert 1-for-2, scored on the home run. Inside and ball one. Count the Hebert. Caballero, the second baseman at first. It's now 3-0 as we look at a pitch inside. So the Chiefs looking for a shutdown inning here out of Watson if they can get it after scoring 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth to make it a 1-run game. Fastball upstairs. Ball 4. First walk by either side tonight. Cards aboard now, the runners first. Hebert's aboard, first and second for Littlewood. I have to think that Vargas getting thrown out twice, being waved around by Dan Gardella, is just sort of trying to get runs any way they can. That ball gets past Velasco, that'll be a pass ball. That'll be the ninth pass ball in the year on the Chiefs catcher. Now runners second and third, nobody out. Fastball outside to Littlewood, 2-0. So sixth grade have missed his own. Infield in for the Chiefs. Foul out. To the dugout. Two balls and a strike. Top of the fifth inning, Clinton 4, the Chiefs 3. Robert King's threatening here with nobody out. 2-1. Fouled off again, 2-2. Have to go back to August 10th, the 8th inning. The Chiefs were in Clinton, a 4-2 victory. The last time the Chiefs scored 3 runs in an inning. Watson the delivery, ball inside, count goes full, 3-2. So a count full, runners first and second. Watson now the payoff pitch. Outside, ball 4. Second consecutive walk for the Lumber Kings. And now the bases are loaded. Nobody out for Dario Pisano. Not exactly the person you want to see stepping in to the plate at this moment if you're the Chiefs. Pisano, fifth in the league in hitting with a 308 average coming in. He's already homered once tonight. He is 2-for-2. First pitch, breaking pitch on the outside corner, called strike 1. Chiefs with the infield in. They trail by a run. Watson the delivery and the pitch. Right down the heart, called strike 2. So Watson ahead of Pisano. No balls, 2 strikes. Upstairs, 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Pisano. Started for the Western Division All-Stars in the Midsummer Classic of the Midwest League. A 1-2. This is a ground ball to the third baseman, Schaefer. Schaefer comes home for 1 high throw. Velasco applies the tag since the throw pulled him off the plate. Nice play by Gerwins Velasco there for out number 1. So Pisano reaches on the fielder's choice. Caballero retired on the 3-2 put out. Hebert and Littlewood move up to third and second, respectively. And Pisano is awarded first now for Janelle Freezeria. Zaria 0-for-2. Watson still from the stretch. Infield now double play depth with 1 away, trying to get out of the inning. Fastball low, 1-0. This is a slow roller. Back to the mound. Watson's only play. He tried to barehand it and come home, but his only play was to first. So it's now a 5-3 lead as Hebert scores on the 1-3 RBI by Janelle Freezeria. But 2 outs now in the inning. So back to runners at second and third. This time for Taylor Ard. Ard 1-for-2, a solo home run. Misses inside. This ball high in the air to center field. McElroy gives chase. Gets called off by Martini. And the inning is retired, but not before another run on just one hit. No errors. The Lumber Kings leave a pair. We are through 4.5. It is Clinton 5, the Chiefs 3. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Chiefs now trail 5-3 to the Clinton Lumber Kings. Bruce Caldwell, Jeremy Schaefer, and Jordan Walton do up here for the Chiefs in the fifth. Caldwell 0-2 tonight. First pitch inside from Victor Sanchez. Ball one. Caldwell, the only Chief not to get on base. Way out in front of the off-speed pitch there. Count even, one ball and a strike. Pitch is high, 2-1 to the Chiefs second baseman. The Chiefs, with their three runs in the fourth, as Caldwell looks downstairs, just the sixth time this month they have put up a crooked number in an inning. As Caldwell fouls that back to the sweet low. Plays pinball down lower stands. Count now 3-2. You have to go back to August 20th, the two-run second inning in Cedar Rapids. Swung on a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Sanchez. Battling up Jeremy Schaefer. His double got us started in that fourth inning. Chiefs also with two runs in back-to-back days, back in the halcyon days of early August. I don't say back-to-back games, but back-to-back days. August 1st in Game 1 with two runs against Quad City, and then only scored a single run in the nightcap. Schaefer fouls that off, 1-1. And they scored two runs in the first inning the next night. August 5th in the second inning against Burlington, a 5 spot. That's their most innings, most runs they have scored in an inning this month. Up high, 2-1 now with Schaefer. And then last time they scored 3 in an inning, August 10th in the 8th inning against these Lumber Kings. Blown and away, 3-1. So Schaefer will likely get a pitch to hit here. One out, bottom of the 5th inning. Three-one from Sanchez. Curveball out in front. Sanchez gets Schaefer to wave with a nice pitch selection there by the catcher Marcus Littlewood and Sanchez. Full count now. The payoff pitch to Schaefer. This ball high in the air on the infield. Actually, it's behind them. It's the right fielder Guerrero running in. Sort of faked everybody out. Second baseman, first baseman both looked up and started coming in, and then Guerrero makes the play down behind first base in the right field line. So two away now for Jordan Walton. Walton 1-2. Sanchez, fastball inside. The left-handed hitting Walton, 1-0. Sanchez working quickly with nobody on. Walton will off this one into left field. Right at Morales. He will put it away, and the Chiefs go down in order for the first time tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're through 5 full. It is 5. The Chiefs. 3.